Kia ora koutou, it's Stephen Day here from the Walking Access Commission, Arahikoi Aotearoa. A couple of weeks ago, Sport New Zealand released a survey showing how people participate in sport and recreation. And a couple of statistics that stood out to me were that walking is the most popular sport for adults in New Zealand, and closely followed by road cycling, mountain biking and day tramping, which are all in the top 12. And noticeably, it said that 10% of young people had been tramping or bushwalking in the last 7 days prior to being surveyed, which was more than play rugby. This led the Dominion Post to ask if tramping is becoming our national sport. So I'm here with the Chief Executive of the Walking Access Commission, Rick Cullinane. What do you think is the role of the Walking Access Commission in helping all these trampers?
I think of providing amenities, providing tracks for walking and walkers and trampers is a key to maintaining that recreation. And I think that a variety of routes and destinations will maintain and increase that walking and tramping activity.
So what sort of good facilities do these walkers and trampers and mountain bikers need to be able to get out there?
Well, I think there's a handful of things. The route or the activity needs to be accessible. So if it's a tramp or a bush walk or a walk over a farm, then there needs to be car parking. And if it's hugely popular, then maybe toilets. I think we need a variety of routes, both in terms of difficulty and the length of time. Loops generally preferred over a there and back option. I think once people get out there and enjoy a walk or a tramp, and these are generally something that we can do in a day or less, they'll start to look for other opportunities and other experiences, something a bit steeper, something with a bit more bush, something with a destination where they could have a picnic by a river or the coast, and mix it all up. And while many of these routes and amenities are not in themselves spectacular, the opportunity to have a variety to choose from, I think, adds huge, significant value for people wanting to get out and about for a short or a long walk or tramp.
And this obviously has important benefits for New Zealand as a whole in terms of health and well-being, doesn't
it?
Oh,
for sure. What a great way of keeping active. And walking and tramping is something that individuals can do at their own rate. So if they're new recovering or just starting out, they can start on an easy walk and progress to more difficult ones. They can pick routes that are child friendly or bring their parents, mix it up with a picnic or some sort of conservation activity. And a lot of these popular routes provide some fantastic social engagement as well. And even in an urban environment, opportunities to connect homes to schools, to shops and other activities. A fantastic way to get around and get cars off the road as well.
Yeah. So I said earlier the Dominion Post asked the question, is tramping becoming our national sport? That obviously plays into the reputation that New Zealand has as a great place for the outdoors. How do you see the Walking Access Commission supporting that reputation?
Yeah, our role is facilitating the development of lots of these routes over private land to public land as well, into beaches and rivers. One of the issues is making these tracks and trails accessible with a minimum of driving and if that's required, facilities at the other end. And the walks are not necessarily over one land type, so there's a lot of routes along waterways, for example, that cross private land, crown land, farms, council-owned land. And the Commission's role is pulling all those players together and facilitating the establishment of a good day walk.
Thank you, Rick. for your time.